Wherever you are praying with us across the world, I want to invite you to come with us on pilgrimage to France this fall. We're going to Lourdes and to the grotto, the burial place of Saint Mary Magdalene, and to Lyon for a wonderful pilgrimage for Saint John Vianney and the apparition of the Sacred Heart and Blessed Pauline Jericho and Saint Irenaeus and many, many more saints. We've already had people signing up. It's filling up fast. So if you are interested, go to schooloffaith.com and just click on pilgrimages. And then this Sunday, April 21st, we're going to have a wonderful event of beauty and Eucharistic adoration. It will be at Fiorella Event Center. Doors open at 5:30. And the rosary and adoration at 6. Now, I'm bringing my grandkids, so you all have to bring your screaming kids to drown out my grandkids, okay? So this event is definitely for kids and grandkids, young and old alike, a real experience of beauty and our Eucharistic Lord. You can also find details for this event on the email we send out or on our website at schooloffaith.com. Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The third beatitude, blessed are they who mourn. We learn from the prodigal son what it means to mourn. Remember, it's the story of a son who had everything, but thought he couldn't be happy living with his father. So he asked for his inheritance, basically wishing his father were already dead. And then he turns to a life of sin in search for what he already had. In Luke chapter 15, we hear, a few days later, the younger son got together everything he had and left for a distant country, where he squandered his money on a life of debauchery. When he had spent it all, that country experienced a severe famine, and now he began to feel the pinch. So he hired himself out to one of the local inhabitants, who put him on his farm to feed the pigs. And he would willingly have fed his belly with the husks the pigs were eating, but not one offered him anything. Then he came to his senses and said, "How many of my father's paid servants have more food than they want, and here I am dying of hunger? I will leave this place and go to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.' So he left the place and went back to his father." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What takes place in this story? The young man turns away from his father, seeking to find happiness where it can't be found. Then he hits rock bottom, becomes a slave of his own doing, and ends up feeding pigs. But then he reflects on his experience, recognizing his life of sin has not made him happy, and this honest reflection is the beginning of his conversion, of his turning back to the house of his father. These are the very steps of mourning. We all turn away from God through sin. But if we would just reflect honestly on our experience, we'd feel that sin has only left us empty and unhappy. And that reflection and realizing that we are unhappy would cause a real sorrow to grow within us. And this sorrow, this mourning, is good, because this feeling of sadness moves us to do something about it. That's why Jesus says, "Blessed are those who mourn." Blessed are those who reflect on the emptiness and sadness of their sin and allow it to wake them up and to move them to return to God. See, we don't learn by experience. We learn by reflecting on our experience. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Most people are not evil people. Most of the people I run into are pretty good-willed. So what prevents people most from growing closer to God is not that they're bad people. I think it's mostly just a lack of reflection. The turning point for the prodigal son was the moment he stopped and reflected on his life and realized he wasn't happy. And this reflection and the feeling of sadness that came with it moved him to the right resolution to return to his father. But that can be our turning point every day. And that's the very transformational power of daily meditation, a resolution, and an examination of conscience. Just those three things. At the beginning of your time with God in prayer, reflect over the last 24 hours. Reflect on what you've thought and said and done or failed to do, but then pay attention to how it caused you to feel. Which experiences left you satisfied and at peace? I would say do those things more. Which ones left you empty and unfulfilled? I would say stop doing those. Then let the sadness and emptiness that came from sin move you to tell God the Father that you're really sorry for doing those things and ask Him for forgiveness. And then read or listen to the Word of God and think about it and apply it to your life. So here we begin to see where the Word of God connects to our examination of conscience and how we might form a resolution or strategy to live differently today. These are just simple steps to mourn. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What is the one thing the prodigal son could have done that would have saved him all his trouble? If he would have just started each day by naming all his blessings that came from his father, he probably would never have left. But instead, he got focused every day on those things he thought he was missing out on, all the false, illusory pleasures of sin. And this is what drove him to turn away from the Father. Mourning is about our deepening conversion. And the most effective way to deepen our conversion each day is by beginning with gratitude. For what am I grateful? To whom am I grateful? Well, to God, of course. And all these things are manifestations of God's love for me, which should lead me to ask myself, where have I failed to correspond to his love today? And how can I correspond better to his love? If we just start with gratitude, we'll save ourselves a lot of problems. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Every soldier needs their MREs, their meals ready to eat. Well, you are a good soldier in the midst of a spiritual battle, and you need your MRE. And it's meditation and a resolution and an examination of conscience. And if you use your MRE every day, then you will probably fall into sin, because we all do, because we're human. But your MRE will get you back on your feet, and it'll give you the strength to keep going and be victorious in the battle. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I don't think I've ever shared this with you, Teresa, but in December of 1989, my senior year of college, I was leading a very wicked life. And there was one moment, one night, where I finally stopped and I reflected on my life and I realized two things. One, I was very unhappy. And two, I realized that I was going to crash and burn and nobody could stop me. And it scared me.
Wow.
And it was because of that reflection, it was right then that I begged God the Father for the first time ever to just take total control, because it was totally out of control. I was totally out of control and I realized I'm going to crash and burn.
Yeah.
And I begged him to take control. And that was really the beginning of my conversion. Now it was really a 2-year process.
Yeah.
I would say it was a 3-year process with steps in there of a real conversion. It wasn't overnight, but that was the moment. But it began with that reflection and realization.
Yeah. I was thinking about it, and the way I put it is you can't clean up a mess that you can't even look at.
Or you refuse to look at.
Yeah, which looking at it can seem like the most impossible step. And then once you look at it, you might be even more discouraged to even begin to clean it up. But you just got to keep looking at it. And little by little, you'll be able to scratch away at it.
That's what an examination of conscience is. We got to just be willing to look at our mess.
Look at it honestly, which can be a very difficult thing.
What do you think prevents people from doing some reflection on their life every day?
Well, first and foremost, I think a lot of people just don't have that example set for them, so they don't know that they should do it. They're just kind of going about, kind of caught up in their day, which is a very easy way to live your life, just not really stopping,
Yeah.
just moving forward. Keep your eye on the ball, you know? So I think, for one, a lot of people just haven't been told to. And then, as to why people wouldn't if they know that they should.
I think it goes back to the same thing, that when we know we should, but we're still just caught up in our busyness.
Very, very busy.
And the constant distraction. I think distraction's a big thing that prevents us. I mean, we're bombarded with distraction and we submit ourselves to distraction.
I also think it's a bit of a jungle where people look at it from the outside and they think, I'm never going to be able to get my way through that, because a lot of people, and I've walked through this myself and with friends, that they get caught, so caught up in, they get lost in it, in the self-examination, where it becomes anxiety or it becomes just self-criticism. Or immediate despair. They get very lost in it. They don't have a guide in a way.
Yeah, because we're not talking about self-criticism here.
But that's, I think, people have such a natural tendency to, once they start reflecting on who they are and where they're at, immediately they see all that's wrong and they blow it out of proportion as well. It's just so hard to see it clearly,
Yeah,
which is something that I think you can only start to do by years of reflection.
we do blow it out of proportion. I think the other mistake we make is we think we have to fix it. And we can't fix it. I love the prodigal son because he realizes, and then he doesn't say, I'm gonna fix all this.
I have to get a job and I'll get myself out of all of these debts and I'm gonna turn my life around. In 10 years' time, maybe all of my debt collectors will be out of my hair.
And then maybe then the father will accept me.
Which is absolutely how most of us look at it, where it's like, once I clean up, then I'll go take a shower.
That's what we think. I love the prodigal son. He just says, I'm just going back to the father. And that's all we have. Basically, all we have to do is say, wow, I'm a mess. I can't fix this. And just turn to the father. Because he'll fix it. He'll fix us. He's the only one who can fix us. We just have to stop trying to fix ourselves.
Yeah. You have to be honest with yourself and honest that you can't fix yourself.
Yep.
'Cause you saw how well you did the last time.
Right. How do you know I can't fix myself? Well, the evidence is right there.
Yeah. As someone who finally just started taking their guitar into a good music shop after soldering it for years, so I could just be like, oh, why did I bring my guitar and just open it up? Look at it. Look at the solder that is all over the inside of that guitar. I know what it looks like when I fix it. And I also know that I have to fix it every couple months, unless I take it into a professional.
I think the other thing too is what prevents a lot of us, we just don't have it built into our routine. And if we could build in two things, obviously build in daily meditation and a resolution, but you can get that right in the rosary. But build into your routine somewhere an examination of conscience every day.
And the gratitude.
Oh, and the
Both, because I
gratitude.
think having both of them in combination is what can likely keep you from that despair and self-criticism and
Yeah.
anxiety. Because then,
Good point.
instead of thinking, I'm such a terrible person, all my friends hate me, you can just stop and think, I'm such a terrible person. I'm so lucky my friends still want to hang out.
Exactly.
Because that's beautiful, it's a miracle. But it clues you into the mercy that is in your life so that you realize that even in your lack, those things are still happening, and those things, there's still so much good that can come to you and that is coming to you despite your lack.
Well said. I think the other thing we need to build into our routine is regular confession, at least once a month. I mean, this is what Our Lady asked with the first Saturday devotion.
Yeah.
Basically, she said, just, I need you to go to confession once a month. You need to go to confession.
Yeah.
Because Jesus can clean us up. Jesus can fix us once a month. Just like your guitar.
Just like my guitar. Don't worry, now it needs to be fixed much less often. But my bandmates were so annoyed because we'd show up at every show and I'd be like, oh, my guitar broke again. See you guys next Saturday.
Yeah.
Gotta just start going. Recognize what's wrong. Know that it's out of your control. Take your guitar to the shop more often.
Take your guitar to the shop.
And find the right shop.
That's what we need to do. Awesome conversation.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome conversation, yeah.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.